Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen, remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What's going on, guys? It's your boy Dylan, and I'm coming to you with a word from our sponsors, betonline.ag. Ever since we joined the Believe Podcast Network, BetOnline has been our staple sponsor, and I'm just here to tell you that our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports odds. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's NBA Finals and the NHL Hockey Conference Finals, Major League Baseball, and the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Just head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE, that is capital letters BLEAV, to get the bonus and to get into action. Bet online, where the game starts. And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of the Top of Thunder podcast, draft reaction edition. Guys, we are officially out of the leverages of deepness and draft coverage. The draft has happened. The picks are in. We're going to react to them, and I'm not going to do it by myself. I've got my cohorts, my compatriots, my co-hosts. First, we got Maddie Moles, who was ride or die with me tonight on the Twitter spaces for a solid 3 hours, 3.5, 4 hours. Oh, Maddie, how are you, sir?
I'm good. My voice, I'm fighting a sinus infection, so my voice doesn't sound so great. But our draft looks a lot better than I sound, so I'm really excited to talk about it.
Love it. And then also joining me, we've got the man, the myth, the legend, my partner in crime for much of the draft cycle, was on with every pod with me. He was Mr. Reliable, and he is Mr. Exclusive at the Thunder facility tonight. Alex Roy, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. My voice sounds the same.
No, there's a hint of confidence in your voice tonight. And then also we've got joining the pod for the first time, and I don't know how long, we've got the one, the only, the tyrannical, Matt Tierney.
What up? It's been too long. How you guys? I don't know why I said that. I say that every time, but I've already been talking to you guys. I'm good, though. Just a little sneak peek of my draft analysis. I really thought the Jalen Williams pick was good, but I didn't think the Jalen Williams pick was good, so...
I concur wholeheartedly. Yeah. I just gotta say, I concur wholeheartedly. But
that's gonna be a whole thing.
I'm doing that for the next like month until it gets old. I don't care. It's hilarious.
Well, hey guys, let's not bury the lead. So, the top five in this draft, There was a lot of people expecting that Presti was going to do something unexpected because that's what Presti did. And wouldn't you know it, Presti was the only person in the top five that did the expected thing and took Chet Holmgren out of Gonzaga University as our defensive anchor and the next piece in the OKC Thunder rebuild. Guys, I think I can speak for the entirety of the Top of Thunder podcast when I say we're thrilled to have Chet Holmgren on this team. We're thrilled he was the pick at number two. Tierney, I haven't got to hear a lot from you about this draft cycle. I know you don't like get super deep into it, but like the guys at the top, Chet Holmgren, what's your feeling on him?
Yeah, I've definitely fallen off on keeping up with NBA in general, but definitely like getting deep in the draft coverage. It's just, I don't know, hasn't been my thing this year. So I do obviously know Chet and like the top probably 8 to 10 guys. And I remember when we were talking after the lottery, ball picking, I don't know what you call it, lottery draft.
Just the lottery.
The lottery. I remember we had talked a lot at that point. We were saying, oh, Chet's going to Orlando because Jalen Suggs is a Gonzaga connection. And it's just been interesting to see how it sort of just all culminated this last week into like, yep, Chet's coming here. We know it. Woj is basically writing it on the wall. I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean it's guaranteed. We saw that with Jabari and Paolo. They sort of swapped places today. But it worked out. And yeah, I mean, when we were on the spaces today, a lot of people were talking about how we didn't have a big guy and what are we going to do? And, you know, I think Steve may have mentioned it. Like, we're hoping Chet will put on some pounds and be our big guy, but still have the versatility to be a perimeter shooter. And obviously also a really good defender already without the weight. And with the right weight in, we could see him into what ESPN was saying, sort of a Giannis comparison. I think that's the dream. If he becomes a Giannis, that is awesome. But regardless, I think he does need to put on some pounds. And if he does, I think he's going to be awesome. Like, I think he can be up there with Shea in terms of like stardom. And it's always exciting to see sort of these guys you've only seen in college, how they're going to do in the NBA. And I am as optimistic as you can be for his potential. I love it.
Absolutely, man. Well, you know, Matty Moles, you know, you were a guy that had Chet number one on your board, predicted quite a bit of chaos that was going to happen at the beginning of the draft. And, you know, with that all being said, how are you feeling about Chet Holmgren being a member of the Oklahoma City Thunder?
I am glad. I am thrilled. I am elated that the one of the 14,605 timelines didn't come true. I'm very excited that Chet was still available. I didn't think that he was going to be, especially with all the shenanigans going on late last night with Paolo being, you know, he said that, basically said that Paolo was going to be the pick. All the sharp money last minute was rolling in on Paolo. Woj didn't even know what the heck was going on. First thing this morning, he basically rolled out of bed and said it's going to be 1, 2, 3 in this order. It's going to be Jabari, Chet, and Paolo. Obviously, he was wrong. There was a little bit of chaos there. Thought maybe it was going to be a move that the Rockets moved up with Orlando. They flexed and got a little extra and still got Jabari. Turns out that wasn't the case. Chet Holmgren is a member of the Oklahoma City Thunder. Number one on my board, and we're paying him slot two money, which is, it's not insignificant, especially moving forward when in his fourth year, it's a percentage of the year before. And so it can be exponentially a little bit more than that. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited about what that looks like. And I'm glad that the chaos didn't happen the way that I forecasted it out, because I think that Chet's just a guy that can legitimately change the trajectory of our franchise. Paolo probably could have as well, but I think that the fit would have been a little bit strained because of how much he needs the ball. Mm-hmm. Chet doesn't need the ball. He can be effective working off ball or just like getting in where he fits in. He had to do that at Gonzaga. It ran through Timmy. So I'm elated because now Shea has a running mate that can take a lot of pressure off of him offensively. And Giddy's got somebody that he's the lobs. Like we just got Cone on here. He's all about Lob City, OKC. The lobs are going to happen. And I'm really excited for what that looks like.
Yeah, bearing the lead, man. We were joined by the one, the only, the man that was running his own live stream on his YouTube channel.
How dare you?
3_Cone. Connor, if there's anybody that's going to exude the excitement of the pick of taking Chet Holmgren, it's you, man. How are you feeling?
Man, if we got Chet and then drafted me, like later in the draft, and then I was just cut, like we just threw the pick away, I would have been fine. I would have been chilling. Instead, we picked up other great players and won the draft. Got the best player in the entire draft class in Chet Holmgren, got Usman Zhang, who's a really fun upside guy, without even giving up pick 12. The Knicks were just fine to take three whatever picks next year, so cool for them. I guess, you know, Knicks are going to do whatever they want to do. We then pick up not just one, but two Jalen Williams in the same draft. So buy one, get one free deal there. It was an incredible draft. Jalen Williams, I'm going to have to specify now, I'm realizing, which is kind of rough. Jalen with an E.
I'm burying that joke in the ground, by the way. We're going to not specify Jalen Williams on this, and you're going to have to just figure out who we're talking about.
Okay, gotcha.
Make it super, super confusing. Yeah.
Okay, so Jalen Williams, I really like him. I think he's going to be a great player. Jalen Williams, I think he's got a lot of upside. You know, really solid 3-and-D. Yeah, thank you. Jalen Williams, too, great potential. You know, add them now, the two Williamses to a third Williams and Kenrich Williams, and we have probably the most dynamic trio of people with the same last name since the Pacers had George Hill, Jordan Hill, and Solomon Hill. It's an incredible trio that the league has never seen before. I'm completely ecstatic. I'm over the moon. I think we killed this draft. Sam Presti did an incredible job. I really can't, like, also sorry if my throat hurts. I just talked for 3 hours on that live stream. All of our voices are probably shot. But yeah, it was, man, I'm so excited. It was exactly what I was hoping for. So
yeah, absolutely, man. Like, I mean, just the excitement, like I was talking about on the spaces, like, you know, I want to do the spaces because, like, you know, it's a unique way to, like, engage with the fans. But, like, I was skeptical going into it because, like, you know, obviously lottery night, it's hard to recapture the magic of, you know, getting to the commercial break and our name still not being called, getting past four, getting past three, getting to two, and, you know, like, the could have been one, but wow, we got number two pick. I'm like, the joy, the thrill, the excitement of that, like, it's hard to recapture that magic. And, you know, I was kind of just like, you know, how's the space is going to go? Like, you know, I think we'll get engagement, but, like, I think, you know, it's going to be kind of, you know, we kind of know what the picks are going to be. It's not going to be, like, super exciting or surprising or anything like that. Boy, was I wrong. You know, like, if you can get back into the lottery without giving up your other lottery pick, I mean, like, that's cause for excitement. That's cause for, like, it was thrilling, man. Like, I was on cloud nine for like 30 to 45 minutes because, Cone, I don't know if you noticed or not, but whenever we had, Alex Draft Film School on, I actually brought up the idea of, like, a pipe dream of mine of having Chet Holmgren, Usman Zhang, and Jalen Williams, on the team. And so I inadvertently predicted it. So, like, that on top of, like, me just really loving the players. And the thing that, like, really gets me most excited is this is Presti's vision actualized. Like, you know, gone are the old days, the old age Thunder of linked athleticism and defense. Like, this is new age Thunder. People you know, players with high feel, high skill, and high IQ. You know, I mean, you can go back all the way to Baisley is when they kind of started it. You got Poku and Teo and Veet in the next draft. The next draft, you get Giddy, you get JRE. You know, you take Trey Mann and Aaron Wiggins, and, you know, they have, you know, a couple of them, not so much like the high basketball IQ as much as the skill and the feel. But, you know, you look at this draft.
Hey, hold on. Aaron Wiggins changed basketball, Dylan.
He saved basketball, Dylan.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
No. This isn't on you. This is on Dylan for disrespecting the man who saved basketball.
Yeah, this exactly. is not on you at all, I Matt. No. I wanted to make sure we let the listeners know.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
He saved basketball, Dylan. Show respect.
I apologize.
Show some respect to Aaron
Wiggins. The reverence of Aaron Wiggins. I apologize, Wiggs. But no. And, you know, this year, like, just taking Chet, Usman, Shane, Jalen Williams, guys that have all that in spades and also are, like, very long, like, you know, has some athleticism and all project to be really good at defense. It's like the perfect infusion of Presti's ideals together in one draft. And even Jalen Williams, like, you know, not so much offensively. Like, he is skilled in terms of, like, he's able to dribble pass and shoot a little bit. He's not, like – the Arkansas Jalen Williams.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had to clarify. And then defense, like, you know, he's a good defender. He takes more charges than he does contest shots, but, you know, that's besides the point. But, you know, he also kind of falls into that category. So it's kind of fun to get to see, you know, Presti do what he said he was going to do. And, you know, come, like, before you came on, you know, he was talking about how everybody was expecting Presti to do the unexpected thing at two. Like, could it be Paolo? Could it be Ivy? Like, you know, could it even be Wild, like, and trade down? But, like, of the top five picks, Presti probably did the most expected thing. And so, yeah, it's just a fun night, man. I don't really have much more to say about it. Like, I mean, I've said all I could say about spaces. I'll go back to Moles. Moles, what was your overall thoughts on the night? You know, you talked extensively about Chet, but, like, you know, with the other three picks collectively, Presti's vision, however you want to go about it.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Yeah, so Santa Clara, Jalen Williams, we're going
to
call Jalen.
Thank you, Santa.
Arkansas, Jalen Williams, we're going to call Jay. Because it's
J-A-Y-L-I-N. So we have to keep the names exactly the same and let the listeners try to figure it out. It's a fun new game we're playing called Jalen Williams. Who is it?
I'm gonna start calling Santa Clara Jalen Williams Santa, just straight up. But go ahead. Sorry.
Oh my gosh. Exactly. And every time he crosses somebody over and drains a three, like, ho ho ho, got it. That's beautiful. or if he is facilitating dropping off gifts. Oh my gosh, that's going to be dope. Okay. So, Chet Holmgren, incredible. We got him. That's the swing you have to make. You have to get Chet Holmgren there 100 times out of 100. You have to take him. And whatever happens, happens, right? Two wings, highly versatile, going to be good defenders. Jalen is a great shooter. Jane could be, if we want to go off the back half of his season. These are the type of guys that if they hit, you just don't get them to come to OKC normally, right? Like, Down to Dunk kind of talked about it. Like, these are the kind of guys that if they hit, then, like, you're maximizing your value proposition for where you're taking them. Versus, like, say, taking a Jalen Duren or something like that, right?
Yeah.
So, great. Multiple shots there. I think that those guys will be able to fit in seamlessly with Giddy and SGA. And in the second line, fitting alongside Trey Mann and Poku, could be some really weird hours where, like, if we're like, you know, if we don't have SG out there or Giddy, like playing both of those guys with Poku and Chet, like that could be fun. Just a lot of really cool things that Coach Dagnall's going to get to play with. And if we, I feel better about those picks because Coach Dagnall is with us. Because mm-hmm. he lives, eats, breathes development. He's going to have those guys down to such a regimented program. Not just like working on their body, but like specific things in games. And both of those guys are going to see the G League. It's just going to happen. There's not enough minutes for them to be able to play at the NBA level next year for them to get that development done. Probably more so Ushman than Jalen, but still, I think it's going to be fun to see them, not just next year, but like, what are they going to look like as sophomores and in their third year in the NBA as those connecting pieces that when we bring in a star or potentially two to go with our core, they're not going to rock the boat. They're not big ego guys. The catch and shoot thing from Jalen Williams, potentially like around 50% last year. Incredible. So I think that was a home run for what we needed. He basically, Presti went up to the plate and took three really big swings. We'll see how many of those swings he connected on. But that's what you have to do in this position. And I think he crushed it.
Yeah, for sure. So we was kind of asked this question on Spaces, and I want to hear what Tierney and Cone think about this. You know, given the picks that we've made tonight, given the roster as it is, you know, not trading Dort as many thought we were going to. I know Cone's really happy about that. What would you guys project the starting lineup is going to look like on game one? And I'll start with Tierney.
Yeah, I don't know. I was trying to think. Shoot.
Got to put you on the spot a little bit. I never get a pick on
okay. you, so I got to. Well, while I'm thinking about it, so, yeah, we talked about Dort, his I don't know what you want to call it, his career in Oklahoma City mm-hmm. might be in jeopardy because we did pick up some players that sort of fill his same role, and you got to think about, like, he's a high stock player right now in terms of like how he's perceived around the league. So, you know, buy low, sell high type of thing. But yeah, I'm trying to think. So Shai and Giddy, and then do I want to go? I'm going to go with the fun one. So Shai, Giddy, Chet, I don't even know. Jerry?
Yep.
Is that? I don't even know if I like that. And then who do I want at that like wing position? Aaron yep. Wiggins. I don't know.
All right. Hey, I respect it.
I gotta think more about it, but those four, I would say my fun pick, my fun lineup was going to be Shai, Giddy, Jalen Williams, Chet, but
just double up on the J-1s. I like it.
Yeah.
All right, what about you, Colin?
Yeah, I'd have to think about the wing, but that's, yeah, start.
To yeah.
Start.
The one that keeps coming to mind for me is Shai, Dort, Giddy, Chet, and Jeremiah Robinson Earl. That's the one that keeps coming to mind for me. Yeah. I feel like, Chet kind of covers the lack of size that Jerry has, but Jerry's a little bit more he can like stretch the floor alongside Chet. And I feel like that gives us a nice like variety of defense shooting. To me, that's probably going to be our starting lineup. If I had to take a guess right now, there could be like a small ball thing where Or I guess not small ball because Chet's like 7 foot. But if you move Chet over to the five, you could put like Baisley in there or Poku if you want to get really weird with it. If you want to go smaller ball, I could also see like Chet at the five, Shea, Dort, Giddey, and then throw Jalen Williams in there to have Giddey at like the four because he is 6'9". So there's some very weird combinations you could get in there. Hell, run a lineup out there of Usman, Zhang, Poku, Chet, Baisley. Let's get really weird with it and Giddey. Yeah. And just throw dudes out there that are all like 7 feet tall. I think there's so many fun lineups, but that first one that I said is the one I'd probably have to guess is the one we go for at the moment.
I just realized I totally forgot Dort was in the on the team, even though I just talked about him before mentioning the roster. So Dort should be in the lineup. So sorry, Dort. He's the three.
Yeah, no, you're good. I mean, and you know, that was the exact starting lineup that I had set on the spaces as well. I think that Zhang and Jalen Williams will both get their opportunities to start throughout the year. I think Jalen Williams maybe more so than Zhang does, but yeah, I think ultimately if Dort's on the team, he's probably going to be starting at least, you know, at this juncture of the team. Moles, do you feel the same way about that starting lineup, or you got something different, Dad?
Something I didn't consider in the spaces, but I'm going to adjust it now. Shea, Giddey, Dort, Chet, but Derek Favors, while he's still on the roster, I think that he's probably going to be there, especially at the start of the season. He's just got 1 year left with us. And so I think unless he's involved in a trade at some point, before July 1st, we'll probably showcase him and then use him as an expiring maybe for a protected late first or a couple seconds or something like that.
Yeah.
Around the deadline. So something like that. But I mean, I don't foresee him playing like 30 plus minutes a game either. So
yeah,
take that for what you will.
I understand, man. You know, I will say like, I feel like I'd be remiss if I didn't say that, you know, I was left a little underwhelmed with the second Jalen Williams pick at 34, specifically since the next three picks were guys that I really liked in Max Christie, Gabriel Prochita, and Jaden Hardy. But, you know, overall, I think Presti absolutely just destroyed this draft. I'm walking back my spaces grade after, you know, hearing y'all's reasonings and realizing that I was a little biased because I inadvertently predicted it. But I think I'm just going to give a solid A. You know, it could have been better. Like, you know, I really wanted to trade up to get Shaedon Sharpe. But, yeah, I think it's a solid A. Moles, you can give your grade again if you want to, or you don't have to. It's up to you.
Yeah, I mean, Chet alone makes it an A. Would have been an A-plus if we would have consolidated and gotten Sharpe or Ivy. That didn't happen. Now, we can look back on this and maybe one of our wings is an all-star level player. And then of course it's an A plus. But just for now, like I can't give it any higher than an A because of that.
Yeah, that is fair. All right. And Tierney, what was yours?
Yeah, I think kind of with Moles, like A, because ideally I think two out of the five of like Paolo, Chet, Jabari, Ivy and Keegan, I think like you get two out of those five, I think you're maybe not Keegan, but like two out of those four, I think you're like the dream scenario. That's the A plus. And then we were like one step below that. So an A, but yeah, like, like I said on the spaces, I'm nowhere the expert on draft analysis and I have not been keeping up with any of it. So I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I can give any depth of analysis on that, but just from a very, you know, somewhat knowing person on all this, it was a very good draft.
Yep.
A.
All right, Conan, I'm gonna ask you to close this out, man. You know, our closing thoughts here on the draft. What was your overall grade for today's draft?
Yeah. So I'm incredibly biased, so I'm gonna go A plus times three.
Nice.
I didn't even know we could do that.
Yeah, you've got to look at the grading scale before you come into these things. It was on the rubric. I thought you'd know that as a teacher, but you know.
I'm so sorry. I didn't even read my own syllabus. Wow.
Comes grading okay. on a curve.
Yeah, it's okay. You remembered Aaron Wiggins saved basketball earlier, so I'll cut you slack on this one.
We just dropped so many academic references right there.
Heck yeah.
Wow, we did. Look at us.
We're so smart, guys.
No, look at us. We did it. We're so smart. But yeah, I mean, an A probably. It's just, we really did get like everything we needed. As Dylan said, two things I wanted coming out of this draft were I want a lob threat. I want a shooter. Jalen Williams can shoot. You can figure out which one. Actually, both of them can shoot a little bit.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, you're welcome. and then a lob threat in Chet Holmgren as well, as he's way more than that too. Plus a guy in Usman Zhang who has tons of upside. Like, I can't complain. I think we did a phenomenal job. Right before I hopped on here, I recorded like a 10-minute video the second my stream ended, just talking about why the Thunder won the draft. So basically just repeating myself at this point, but it was such a fun draft, man. I'm super excited about this team's future. And I think we really did just establish ourselves as the best young core in the NBA.
Yep. And I think, people were starting to think that, but I think, like you said, it's kind of solidified at this point. I think KOC, Kevin O'Connor of the Ringer, even went out and said that OKC has now established themselves as the best young core in the NBA. So it's exciting, man. It's exciting to, OKC's on the come up. Like, it's not just bias. It's, national people are paying attention. Like, top prospects are listing them as like, a destination that they want to be at. Like, OKC's on the come up. Like, they're doing something right at the Oklahoma City Thunder, and I'm excited to see what's next.
Maybe there's a tall forward that plays in Brooklyn that wants to come play in Oklahoma City. At some point.
I mean, LaMarcus Aldridge would be kind of cool.
He would be really good. Yeah, I really like him. Good guy.
Probably would never leave us. He delivered that deadpan, bro. I'm sad.
God, that was pretty good. That was pretty
good. He's killed us in the past. It makes sense to bring him to OKC. Hardest of his talents.
Bring the
We're the best chess speak.
All right, guys. Hey, that... 100% officially wraps up our draft coverage. That's not to say that we're not going to talk more about this draft, because we are. We're going to have some guests to come in and break down the picks and their fit with OKC. Derek Murray of Basketball News is going to be coming on this pod in the next couple weeks, talking about the deals that may or may not have been had. Was Shaedon Sharpe really on the table? How hard did we try for Jaden Ivey? Who knows? Like, all those different things. So definitely keep it here at Topic Thunder. We had a great draft cycle. Like, the amount of listeners and the support that we had, like, I can't thank you guys enough. Like, it was awesome. Hopefully we can, continue this upward trajectory and bring you guys along for the ride. Summer League's coming up, and we're going to run it up at Summer League. The ball movement's going to be crazy. Cone, it's going to be an absolute blast. You're extremely fortunate to see that. So, yeah, man, exciting times for the Thunder fans. So, boys, appreciate y'all for joining me after collectively 4 hours of talking into a microphone between all of us. And, listeners, thank y'all again, once again, for the support. Hope y'all have a great night. God bless. Hoop when you can. And as always,
Thunder up.
Yeah.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Temper Adapt Collection at Ashley, in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.